The question that I have is this being the committee in which is oversight that you need, that you come to, and this will be maybe the first, but probably not the only time we'll talk in this capacity, is it concerns me the lack of preparation, or at least perceived lack of preparation, in which you come here today. And Ms. Lofgren from across Al made a statement about, did you put it in writing? And we've had this discussion about your recusal. And your answer to that was, that I don't think I put it in writing. I'm not sure. Did you not think those questions were going to be asked of you today? That when you recused yourself from this, when you were actually, did you just honestly think those would not be asked today?
I didn't think about whether or not you were going to ask me that question at all, one way or the other, but I wanted to.
You're kidding me. You come to this committee today with these issues like they are right now.
Let me finish, Congressman. What I was going to say was that
Mr. Attorney General,
I asked my
Mr. Attorney
own
General,
people.
I reclaim my time for just
there
a
was a
Mr. Chairman, can you make your ruling again on who controls the time?
Give him
the
extra time.
The time is controlled by the gentleman from Georgia.
He can have extra time. Let me just.
Who controls the time?
Give him extra time.
The time is controlled by the gentleman from Georgia.
He can have extra time. Let me just answer the question.
Mr. Journey, you don't control the time here.
I'm willing to give. Okay, that's
okay.
Fine.
But my question is this. As I come back to this,
Mr. Chairman, could the witness have a chance to?
The witness will have a full opportunity to respond, but the gentleman from Georgia has the opportunity to ask his question.
Mr. Chairman, just to make a point. The Attorney General stayed here extra time to make sure that everyone had a chance to ask their question. Considering the fact that he's still here past his time, why can't he answer the question that's posed to him?
He will get an opportunity to answer the question just as soon as Mr. Collins finishes posing his questions, and we'll give him extra time after Mr. Collins' time has expired, just as we have done for the Attorney General on several occasions.
Well, I'm glad.
Mr. Chairman, may I just a moment? I would appreciate it. I know that some of us have deep bass-like voices might sound that we're not being friendly and happy, but I would appreciate a little civility in the questioning of the Attorney General as we proceed to the conclusion. I yield back.
The gentleman from Georgia may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And opposed to this, I just have just a simple question. It was amazing to me that the question was, did you not think that you would be asked about maybe the timeline on when you might have recused yourself, because you also said at one point you recused yourself before subpoenas, or it was that there was some question even in your own dialogue about when you actually did this. So I'm just asking a simple question, and as the others on the other side, they've got to answer their ask their questions. I'm now asking mine. Did you not think that someone on this panel would have asked you those questions?
I did not know whether anybody would ask me that question, but irrespective of that, I thought that was an important factor, an important fact, and it was one of the reasons why I asked my staff to find out, irrespective of what was going to happen up here today, whether or not there was in writing a recusal. I asked that question myself, thinking that it was an important question. I did not know. I don't know what you all are going to ask me. So that's why I was saying I didn't know whether or not you were going to ask the question, but I thought it was an important one and one that I put to my staff.